funk. Funk is a sensation, a universal feeling from another dimension. Funk's that thump in your chest that just makes you want to get on up and dance.
Funk is all about rhythm.
This affects your movements. It affects your speech. It affects the way that you dress.
Funk, in its essence, makes you dance, makes you move.
Some kind of tribal feeling or tribal message just makes people want to dance from the core of their heart.
Definition of funk, warm, damp place that gives life.
Ah, hello, groupies. Welcome to another edition of Liquid Sunshine. My name is Maarten Vlots. And you're listening to Liquid Sunshine on 2XXFM 98.3 in Canberra. Liquid Sunshine is your weekly show with the best deep funk, rare groove, disco beats, all the good stuff. So, what are we going to do this week? Well, I've been chasing a few interviews. Interviews with musicians. One of the musicians I've been chasing is Herbie Hancock. Herbie Hancock will be visiting Australia early June. He plays a couple of shows at the Melbourne Jazz Festival and then does a few shows around the country. Also comes to Canberra. I believe it's on the 7th of June. And Herbie Hancock is one of those jazz cats that is just so funky, and he's left a lasting legacy on the funk. So well worth an hour's special in dedication of Herbie Hancock. But not now, that will be in June, because I'm still trying to get the interview. Someone I did interview earlier in the week was Chris Gill. He's a proprietor of Northside Records down in Melbourne. And he's really built the funk and soul community in Melbourne. I'll be broadcasting the interview with him next week. He's one cool dude. And also, he's got some awesome, awesome records. Picked up a few records there. One of them I'll be playing tonight, a good P-Funk stomper. And for the rest of the show, well, at the end of June, 28th and 29th June, the Newcastle Soul Weekender will be on. It'd be a fantastic affair, definitely worthwhile going down, and I would love to DJ a slot at the Soul Weekender. So the rest of the show, I'm going to play lots of soul, but not just any soul, we do it the Liquid Sunshine way. Nice and funky. But first, let's do some Herbie Hancock. Thank you. Some advanced jazz funk there. The track Actual Proof from the album Thrust. It's from the Headhunters period of Herbie Hancock in the mid-1970s when he formed the band Headhunters, and he released a number of albums. First of which was, well, called Headhunters, and which has had such a genre-crossing influence. Jazz, funk, hip-hop. And Thrust, the album after that, still, you know, still in a similar vein, and certainly as good as Headhunters. But it's a lot harder work. It's not the kind of stuff you play to, you know, first funk inductee. Say, hey, a little bit of listen to some easy listening funk. But man, it's good. Let's do some P-Funk now. It's the band Mutiny. Peanut Butter and Jam.
Peanut butter and jam. Peanut butter and jam. concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing the song telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing. It's not too cool to be ridiculed, but you brought this up on your.
You haven't done nothing. That was Stevie Wonder there. And that's from his album Fulfillingness, First Finale. Absolutely classic album, that is. It's from what's considered his, well, classic period. It's on the Tamla Motown label, of course. And if you thought it sounded very much like Superstition, well, you're probably right. Talking Book, the album on which Superstition is, it was released only 2 years earlier, 1972. This was 1974. And before that, Peanut Butter and Jam from the band Mutiny. It's on the J. Romeo label. And it's from the album A Night Out with the Boys. Quite classic. Very, very, very hard to come by. If you ever see a copy of that one, just snap it up. Don't worry about the price. And I think it was only released once, maybe. I've never seen it out in the wild. I just got this 12-inch, and I'm pretty happy with it. And God, it's a cracker. Mutiny was started by Jerome Brayley, and he was a drummer with Parliament, I think. You know, the whole P-Funk group and ecosystem, they came out. Now, so I've been digging a little bit through my records again. One of the nice things of preparing these shows is, you know, coming up with a theme and finding the records that go with it and just having to look through all the music. Because there's so much music, well, there's so much music out there, but I'm quite lucky to have quite a lot of music that I can browse through myself. And they're always beauties. Often beauties I, you know, may have forgotten a little bit about. Like this one. Joe Tex. Starts off like a cheesy love song. I almost got to heaven once. That's what it's called, seriously. And then, oh yeah, the fun comes in. Enjoy.
Almost got to heaven. Had my golden zipper on. I've been all over this world of ours. Sometimes it feels like I've seen it all. Day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. Sometimes I wonder, where am I really going? What am I really doing? After 12 months, I'm on a red tail. They just snatched me out of the jungle and dropped me right back on Selby Avenue. When I got back, I couldn't believe how things had changed. I mean, everybody was caught up in themselves trying to be fly or get high. They were forgetting who they were. I mean, there was so much confusion. They all got in trouble somehow. They lost their families. Some ended up in Stillwater. And some even died. I didn't want that. There had to be a better way. So I packed my bags and I left, looking for a better place. After all my travels, you know, I found all roads led back here, back where I needed to be. In my travels I grew, I realized I was running from something. I was afraid of the future. I didn't know what tomorrow would bring. I didn't know where life was going to lead me. I was running from the past. We all make mistakes. Boy, I had my share. I was afraid of judgment. I was running from fear. I'm not running no more. Don't need to. I found peace within. 'Cause that's all it is. Life is right now. About yesterday or tomorrow. If you gotta worry, worry about right now. I'm here, we're all still here. We can plan all we want for the future, or we can learn from the past. But I got one thing going for me. So many new days, and I'm still waiting for that change that's gonna come. Lost so many through time, life sure can be so unkind. I'm still here, singing my songs. I'm still here, through all the right and wrong. Days they come and go. Sometimes life moves so slow. Live through fear and feeling sad. Through all the good times and the bad.
what an amazing track that is. Or actually, you know, amazing tracks. That was I'm Still Here, part one and part two. And you really should play them always together, I think. They go hand in hand. Awesome, awesome, awesome music. Sonny Knight from the album I'm Still Here. Sonny Knight unfortunately died about a year and a half ago. Just like Charles Bradley, you know, just as he was finally getting the recognition that he deserved. He released a few albums on the Secret Stash label. Check them out. I think the I'm Still Here album certainly is the best one. Had a really nice record there. Before Sonny Knight, Mungo Santa Maria, an Afro-Cuban Latin jazz band leader. Came to the US in the late 60s. Maybe even before that. And made this amazing, amazing music. And a lot of it was, you know, in those crossroads between Afro-Cuban Latin music and jazz, but also funk and soul. The track I played, I think it was Me and You, Baby. It really, you know, quite clearly Afro-Cuban, but also really strong soul influences in that. And this was one of those albums where, you know, I was looking through the records going, I really like this album and I haven't played it in quite a while. I'm going to sit down and enjoy it, and enjoying I did. Same with the track I played before that, Vic Pitts and the Cheetahs. Played the track Loose Booty. Come from the album The Lost Tapes, also a Secret Stash release. And before that, Joe Tex. Again, another album where, you know, I haven't given it enough attention. Just not enough love. But, man, I've been enjoying putting these albums on. I Almost Got to Heaven once. See how it was almost a cheesy love song? And then the funk stomped in. Now, you're listening to Liquid Sunshine, a weekly show with the best deep funk, rare groove, disco beats, all the good stuff. We're broadcasting from 2XX FM 98.3 in Canberra, but you can also find us on Spotify and iTunes. Just look for Liquid Sunshine or Liquid Sunshine Sound System. And we're also, of course, on all the streaming services like Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Hear This. Same thing. Look for Liquid Sunshine. There are quite a number of you who tune in regularly, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful for that all of you like this music, because it is awesome music, and we're building a community here. If you want to be part of this community, also check us in on Facebook and Instagram, or drop me a line, liquidsunshineradio@gmail.com. Always happy to chat. Been chatting with people from Dublin, people from the Netherlands, even people from Finland. It's remarkable. There's such an awesome funk and soul scene in Finland. So drop us a line, liquidsunshineradio@gmail.com, or sign up on Facebook and Instagram. There's a website too, liquidsunshine.com.au. Now, another album I have been awfully neglecting. It's the next one. Tyrone Davis. Turn Back the Hands of Time. That's the album. I'm going to play the track The Waiting Was Not in Vain. It's classic, classic soul. So beautiful. Enjoy.
I've never that the day would come when I'd become that special one. All of the waiting I did was not in vain. When I realized that you felt the same, so the waiting, it was not in vain. So the waiting was not in vain. Oh, baby, all of the changes that I go to prove that my love was true, all of the love that you gave it seems sincere. For my love, and now it's here. So the waiting, it was not in vain. So the waiting was not in vain. Oh, baby, just like a child playing so happily, your sweet loving baby always fascinated me. Yeah, I say that I feel just like a fool, but I did everything I could to stick to the rule. Oh, baby, oh, baby, that must be more to your love than my heart. So what more can I say except to wait? It was not in vain. So the waiting was not in vain. Oh, baby, but I love you and I need you, baby.
I wanna... Oh, you got the love that every woman needs, not the kind of love I want. I don't you know you got to do your duty. Hey, you can't deny it, baby, don't you try. Come on and give it up. I got to have it, can't do without it. Ooh, 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 showing up. I got to have your love. I can't help myself. It's you.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees. You'd be calling to me. But a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. If I were a tower of strength, I'd watch you cry. I'd laugh at your tears and tell you goodbye. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees. You'd be calling to me. But a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore. And I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees. You'd be calling to me. But a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be.
It's knowing that your door is always open and the path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stain that I've dried up on some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some columns now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and you were gone, I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you moving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Shutters creak in autumn wind that make me draw inside myself in silence, and just like now I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard, and laying down my hairbrush I lean back within my window seat and find that you're moving on in back roads by rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Gentle on my mind. Gentle on.
Had a nice bracket there. Couple of easy songs. You know, predictable ones. But really, really good ones. Nancy Wilson. With Gentle on My Mind. Come from the album Easy. And it's not necessarily easy listening, but, you know, it's not like the Herbie Hancock I started the show off with. And absolute classic before that, Gene McDaniel's Tower of Strength. Everyone knows that song. Come from a compilation album called Hit After Hit. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soul. Before that, Betty LaFette, Do Your Duty. Betty LaFette, again, like Sonny Knight or Charles Bradley, one of those artists that had been around for a very, very long time and never really, really got the recognition until much later in life. The album Do Your Duty was originally released, I think, in about 1969. But, you know, no one really had heard of her until she released some albums maybe only about 10 years ago. Go check them out. All the albums are really good. Before that, Tyrone Davis. Oh my God. How beautiful was that song? The waiting was not in vain. Comes from my album, Turn Back the Hands of Time. Man, brings tears to my eyes. It's just so good. It's awesome. Come to finish the show off with Grant Green. You hear him in the background. His Majesty King Funk. Oh yeah, King Funk himself. He's in the studio. The Selma March we're hearing in the background. Awesome stuff, this. This just goes on and on and on. I love this kind of stuff. You can put it on and enjoy it. Like Nancy Wilson. Not necessarily texting, but good. Awesome stuff. Now, if you want to engage with us, said it before, send me an email, liquidsunshineradio@gmail.com. Been getting some wonderful emails from all over the world. I love chatting to all of you. Sunshine. We have about 30 seconds left of the show. We're broadcasting on 2XXFM And if you like this kind of music, and if you'd like to support the community, become a member of 2XX. And even better, become a member and become a patron of Liquid Sunshine, and I'll get you in the studio to play your best funk music. That's it. Until next week. We'll be back next week with another awesome show.